Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio, everyone. It is January the 3rd, 2012, the first Tuesday of every month, so everyone knows what today is. It is time for praise and worship, going forth for His kingdom with the Preparation Room, Ms. Pamela Reese Wardlock, and we have a very special guest on her show today, and that is Dr. Deborah Harrell Isom. I hope I said that right, Dr. Deborah, because I have a problem with people's name on the air. She's with Begin Again Ministries, and the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, and Pamela, it is all yours.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, everyone. I am just so excited about what God is doing in our life. I tell you, it is truly time for expectation. Just truly time for expectation. God is doing something so awesome and so big in our life this year. I tell you, it's no time to be hating on no one, and it's no time to be forgiving no one. Just bless God, praise God, worship God, and walk in this call that He has for us in this life. We thank You, O God, for this time. We worship You, O God, for this time. And we praise You, O God, for this preparation room time, God, preparing the way for You. We thank You, God, that we have Dr. Isom here on the line, and we have Miss Annette Everts on the line in the name of Jesus. She's part of the preparation room, and she's been here from day one. The preparation room is about giving God the glory, praising God, worshiping God, and preparing the way for His kingdom. So we come on every first Tuesday of the month, and this is the first year that you are on the line. And let's just praise God and give God the glory.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We have Annette Evans that will always come on, and she always give us a scripture and inspiring word from God. We give it to you, Annette.
All right. Happy New Year's, everyone. I would like to read a scripture from Proverbs 10. Chapter 10 and verses 10 to 11 from the New International Version of the Bible. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. And that is the word of God.
Amen. Amen. We receive that. So now here we go with this mighty woman of God. We've been waiting all night. I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep. I'm beating fast. I know this woman of God got something awesome to just tell us what God is saying. Let me tell you a little bit something about Dr. Isom. She came in my life about 4 years ago. I'm a widow, and she came a couple of years after my husband died, and I figured, okay, I'm really grieving. I got to stop the grieving. I got to go ahead. I was saved, but I wasn't redeemed. So I got to go ahead and live my life. Hey, you know, my husband is gone. I got to start all over, blah, blah, blah. Let me just go ahead. So this woman of God called me on a Saturday night, and I was like, who is this doctor calling me? And it was Dr. Isom. And to make a long story short, it would take this whole show to tell you everything. You're going to have to read the book when I write it. But anyway, this woman of God spoke in my life, and when she called me that Saturday night and spoke in my life and invited me to Beginning Again Ministry, my life have never been the same since. I've been going full steam ahead. I tried to slip off a little bit, but she just heard God, and she said something. I came right back on track. So today we have Dr. Isom on the phone, on the line, in your ears, just going forth for the kingdom of God. Dr. Isom, we welcome you to the preparation room at Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Praise God. Well,
yay!
I just thank
I thank you for the invitation, asking me to come on and be with you and with your listeners, because, you know, you say that I called you up, but you had had called me earlier, and I just got your message, and then as the Lord spoke to my heart and told me to call you back, I did. And you know what? You're giving me all the glory, but you know what? It's God and it's you, because you were obedient to hear the voice of God through what I said and got in motion to begin to do the work. So the prophetic anointing and the office of the prophet that was on your life, God just had me stir it up, but it was there all the time, and your faithfulness to run in it and to do the things that God has called you to do just makes me proud, and I know God is in heaven just shouting for joy because he's proud of the work that you're doing, and so am I. But on the other hand, we are here to talk about what God is saying for the year 2012, and, you know, I was just hearing the voice of God. And God would say, well, we all know that 12, the number 12 is the number of government. So we all understand that in this year of 2012, God is going to begin to put some things in place that we have kind of perceived as being out of order in our lives. But I want you to know that the Lord is saying what we have called out of order and what we have called chaos, God said that was a part of preparation. So I like the name of the broadcast, the preparation room, because we're in a season in 2012 where God is taking all of those little rough places or those areas that we have said, oh, God, what is this? This is terrible, and all these bad things are happening. But God said, no. He said, these things were necessary in your life. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says that all things work together for the good. So God is saying all of those things that look like they were out of place, God said those things are being neatly tucked into place during this year of government, during this year of reorganization, and he's getting ready to use those things to bring you into your destiny. You know, we talked earlier, Prophetess Pam and I talked earlier, and we were talking about what is this year about. Well, God is saying dream big. He's saying that so often we have dreams, and we say, well, you know, God, I want you to do this, and God, I want you to do that. But God is saying, you know what, your dreams must be big, because God is not going to put all of his power and all of his heavenly resources behind a little small something. But God is saying reach down inside yourself and begin to pull out everything that he has promised you, because in this year, God is saying it's the year of release, and he's going to begin to release some things. But the Lord is saying this. He says some people are dreaming little small dreams, and they expect them to happen overnight. But God says he wants you to dig deep and begin to dream big. And even as you do, you got to understand that the preparation is necessary. Those things that you're saying are hard, and those things that hurt. But God says those things are necessary, because when you get on the big stage, when you get on the big place that you're dreaming about, God says it's going to take all of those hurtful things, all of those things that seem like they were taking you off path, but they were really propelling you onto your path. God says those things are necessary. So in this hour and in this season, the Lord is saying reach out and embrace your past. Embrace those things, those hard places that you've been through. He said, because this is surely going to take you into your destiny.
Amen. I received that, and I'm running with it. I hope you listeners are running with it too. Woo!
Thank you.
That was a word.
Thank you.
From God.
Yes.
That was a word from God. Amen. Dr. Eisen, let's talk about a little bit about Beginning Again Ministry.
Praise God. Well, God is good. You know, when you were earlier talking about when you came to Begin Again Ministries, actually you came to the portion that was the School of the Prophets, or the Prophets School of Ministry. And in that particular area, we prepare people to actually walk into their destinies, walk into their fivefold area of ministry. And so that's a big part of the call on my life, because that's the apostolic portion of what God has called me to do. Because I know it's I always tell people it's a strange call and a strange anointing, but if I come into the presence of anybody, God will always show me the spiritual gifting that's on the inside of them. So that school, God gave that to me to actually begin to build up people and cause them to begin to see who they are in the spirit realm. Because you know what? It's funny, because if you go into Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it says that he knew us, he knew you, and he called you before the foundation of the earth. So that means that before you were even born, there's something on the inside of you. And see, the thing that's so funny, people think that they're nobody. They think that there's no purpose for their lives, but everybody has a purpose. If God allowed you to be born on this earth, it's because he has a purpose for your life. And you know what? We have to begin to grab that thing. Because, you know, I was thinking about in the scripture, it says that we are the light of the world. And so what does that mean? That means that we have something to offer everybody. But we have to become in tune. We have to get in tune with who we are in God. And as we do that, then we can begin to go forth and to do the things that God has called us to do. But on the other hand, we've also I've written some books. I've written one book called So You Say You Are a Prophet, which is a prophetic book that will allow your giftings to be stirred up as you read it. And there's outlines and study guides within that book that will help you begin to see who you are in the body of Christ, so that you can begin to go forth and do the things. You know what? The radical things. I know that word sounds strange, but God is saying in this season, beginning in this year, we're going to be radical. We're going to do radical things for God. And, you know, people are thinking, you can't do that. God is not going to allow you to do that. But God says right now he wants us to begin to think radically. He wants us to begin to think about those things that people have said are impossible for us to accomplish. Yes. Because God says if we try to do it on our own, it is impossible. But God says in this hour, in this season, in this 2012, this year of government, this year of reassigning and rededicating and readjusting things, he said, I'm going to do the radical. I'm going to do that thing that you think is impossible. But the Lord said, bring it to the altar and watch me bring it to pass. And then there's another part of what I do. There's a television broadcast that I do called Prophetic Times. And we used to do Prophetic Times where we would bring guests in and talk about their inspirational businesses or ministries or those wonderful things that they're doing in the kingdom of God. But the Lord reassigned me. I told you that we're in a season where God is reassigning. He's shuffling things around. So he said in this season he wanted me to really just go for it and say what thus saith the Lord, begin to make the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what we're doing with that. And we do missions as well. So we've been traveling to Africa and Europe and to Canada and different areas of the world just to release the word of God. Because you want me to tell you something, the most radical thing that we can do for the kingdom of God and for God is to begin to release his word. You know, I was telling somebody that for 10 years I worked for my brother who owns car dealerships, and he would sometimes tell this person this or tell this person that. And then once I would say he said it, they would jump into motion and begin to do it. But how much more will things begin to move as we release the word of the Lord? Because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He owns everything. He created everything. So in this hour, we got to begin to put the word of God in our mouths and release it, because I said to you that God says this is a season of release. He's going to be releasing things, but how is he going to do it? He's going to do it based on what we release out of our mouths. So I'm telling you, we're in a radical season, and God is ready to do radical things, and it's all about us coming online, coming on board, and beginning to agree with what God says. And as we get in agreement with what he has said, I promise you, you're going to begin to see the power of God show up in your life.
Amen. Can you give us the TV channel where we could watch you each day?
Yes, I can, woman of God. I'm sorry I'm talking so much. I'm not giving you a chance to ask your question.
Awesome.
I'm
going to be quiet. Go ahead,
but, yes, I'm on TV 57, WATC TV 57. And now it airs in Atlanta and in the Atlanta area. But if you're interested in viewing, you can always go to www.watctv.com. And you can view us every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. and every other Saturday morning at 6 a.m. So we're just excited about what God is doing. He's really moving and doing some exciting things. And you know what? I'm just excited because God is saying if we really begin to know who we are, you know, we are put into this earth to achieve great and mighty things. Because the Bible says it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And what is the kingdom? The kingdom is everything that God has access to, doing it God's way. So if we begin to do things God's way, everything that he has access to, we have access to it. Because, you know, I was talking to Prophetess Pam, and we were talking about the fact that in Genesis 1:26, it said he created us in his image. That doesn't mean we look like him. That means we can function and act just like him, because he put the spirit of himself on the inside of us. So when God put God inside of us, that means we have the power to cause things to come to pass in our lives by opening up our mouths and beginning to speak things into existence. Because as we know, everything that is, God spoke it into existence.
I know something that jumped up in y'all bellies, because it sure jumped up in mine. I'm ready to run. Woo! I'm ready to run. Dr. Isa, now, you know I know you from the beginning when I started, but I tell you, God has elevated you so awesome, woman of God. It's like a pitch of fire in your spirit when you speak,
praise
woman of God.
Lord. Thank
it's
you.
It's just a pitch of fire. And I'm just, I'm just on fire with what God is doing with your life. Before we take a break, I would like for you to let the listeners know where we can get your book from. How can we
okay,
get your
you can go right online. Our website is www.bamatl.org. Again, that number, that site is www.bamatl.org. Or you can reach us in our offices at 770-306-1453,
770-306-1453. Thanks a lot. Now, back to you, Kalithia, because I know we need to take a break. You know how sometimes we just go over and go over. And we'll come back, listeners, to Dr. Isom, and then you could go forth in your word, or we could talk or have callers or whatever that you would like to do. Well, back to you, Kalithia.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, preparation room, first Tuesday of every month. It is 12:17 on the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, California, where I am broadcasting live. And, of course, in Atlanta, where Pamela Reese and Prophetess Antoinette and Dr. Deborah Isom on the air with, again, ministries here speaking the prophetic words that's out to the kingdom and going forth. So, Pamela, it's back to you.
Well, Dr. Isom, it was so inspiring when you were talking about the Jesus that's within us. Can you preach a little bit about that to us again so it can inspire our listeners a little bit more about it so we could be more embedded with it? And, you know, that is so important because, you know, we had service Sunday, and I like the way our Pastor Dollar came forth, and he called us Little G.
That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's just so important. Yeah, you're right. We should give a shout out to our pastor, Dr. Creflo A. Dollar. Right.
Yes. We bless you. We bless you, Pastor Dollar and Pastor Kathy Dollar, for imparting in our life and helping us to go forth for the kingdom.
Amen. But, yeah.
So we want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do want to talk about that because it's just so very, very important that we understand who we are. And a lot of times we are, you know, I was listening to the woman of God talk about the fact that she is training and teaching the body of Christ on finances. And you know what? That's so big, because a lot of times we think that we're prosperous and we're blessed as the body of Christ because we have, you know, a strong relationship with God, we think, and we have, you know, our church families, and we have a job, and we have, you know, whatever. But when we begin to talk about blessed, that means empowered to prosper. And when you're empowered to prosper or blessed, that means that every part of your life is working. And that includes your finances. But you know what? A lot of times we're not working. Our lives aren't working the way that we want them to, because we don't know who we are in this world. But we are more than conquerors. The Word of God declares that we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And, you know, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says that we are a tripart man, or we are a three-part man. And so often we get so hooked up with our body. We think the body is who we are, but that's not who we are, because we are a spirit. And, you know, we talked about in Genesis 1:26, where it talks about God created us in his image. Well, he's talking about that spirit man that he put on the inside of us. That's the part of us that's just like God. And the Bible says that that part of us is in total and perfect agreement with the Word of God. So we have to understand that when we begin to talk about ourselves and talk about who we are not just a body. We are a spirit who live in a body, who possesses a soul. So that's the three parts of a man. We are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body. And that soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So we have to begin to understand that. But what we got to do is understand that in order to begin to draw out, you know, we talked about this being the year of the release. But for us to begin to get that release, to begin to draw out that release, we got to get in touch with that spirit man. And the way that we do that is we got to get in that word. Because when you get in the word of God, that's a mirror of who you are, your spirit man. So when the Bible says that God says that he desires that we should prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, what does that mean? You know, so many people, they don't want to hear the body of Christ talk about prosperity, but that's who we are. We're prosperous people because that's what the Word of God says we are. But we have to begin to renew our minds to what the Word of God says about us so that we can begin to draw that thing out of our spirits. Now, you know what, woman of God, the Bible says this. The Bible says that God has given us everything that we need pertaining to life, which is the word Zoe, which means the God kind of life, or the abundant life, or the everything that we need life, and godliness. But, you know, sometimes we look at ourselves in the body, and we say, well, I don't see that. I don't see that I have everything. But the reason that you think that, or the reason that we say that, is because we don't understand that God has given it to us where? In our spirit, man. So when we become born again, when we confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit. God renews our spirit, because we understand that Adam, when Adam fell, all mankind spiritually fell, and we died spiritually. But when we confess Jesus Christ, what happens is our spirit man becomes alive again, and the Holy Ghost moves on the inside of our spirit, and that's where all of those things are. Those things that I just talked about, God giving us everything that pertains to life, Zoe, the abundant life, the everything you need life, and godliness. So that's where that is. But how do you draw it out? Renewing the mind. You have to continually be in that word. When you wake up in the morning, you need to read the word. You need to see what the mirror, the Bible is the mirror. The mirror of who we are in our spirit, man. As we begin to look in that word and find out that it is God's will, God said in his word, 1 Corinthians 8:9, it says that Jesus became poor that we might be rich. Amen? So that means in our spirit, man, we're rich people. We have every resource that we need in order to go and walk this walk. But see, the thing is, we got to do two things. First of all, we got to begin to renew our minds. And the second thing, we got to begin to, like in Jeremiah, like I talked about in Jeremiah 1 and 5, we got to find out who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, Prophetess Pam, she sought me out because she felt like she had a call on her life. But you want me to tell you something? Her call was to ministry. But everybody has a call. Everybody is called to do something within this body. Now, some people's call is finances. Some people's call is secretarial. Some people's call is to be a mom or a dad. But whatever your call is, trust me, God has placed it there so that you can do a work in the kingdom of God, because you are salt and you are light. And we are supposed to use everything that God has placed on the inside of us to begin to walk out what God has called us to. Amen? And I want to even talk a little bit more about this thing that God has called us to. When we look at Genesis 1 and 26, now listen now, it says that God created man. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, it says God created us in the image of God. Now listen to this. Now, when we just talked about the fact that that means that our spirit man was created like God. But I want to tell you something. I want to let you know this, that the Bible also says, if you go and dig and search this thing out, you're going to find that Jesus said this. He said that he put in the word of God that we are gods. Now, we know we're not Jehovah God. We're not the big God. But because God put a piece of himself on the inside of us, when he breathed the breath of life on the inside of us, he created us to function and operate just like him, and he called us. Now, Jesus said this. I didn't say it. Jesus said this. And if you want to know where it is, it's in John 10, 33-38. Go back and read it. He said, I called you gods. Jesus said he called us gods, not God with a capital G, but a God with a small g. So that means that we're supposed to have dominion on this earth. Lack, poverty is not supposed to be taking us over. Why? Because we are gods in this earth, which means that we're supposed to have dominion over everything. Now, that's going to take you all the way back to Genesis again. Write these scriptures down if you can, because if you're going to want to go back and look at them. But Genesis 1, 26 through 27, and then again Genesis 2, verse 7, because right there it talks about the fact that we're supposed to have dominion over the earth. Now, see, when Adam fell, that dominion died on the inside of us. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that life more abundantly. So Jesus came to restore us back to our place of abundance, back to our place of reigning and ruling in this earth. Now, see, the enemy, Satan, wants to make us think that he's in control. But I'm telling you something. When we begin to use our power, when we begin to put the word of God on the inside of our mouths and begin to release that word, I promise you the devil is going to have to flee, and everything that God has called you to be is going to begin to come into focus. And this is what the Lord told me. He said, listen, he said, people are talking about recession, recession, recession. He said, that's not my will or my plan for my people. God says, there's no recession in me. But the Lord told me to tell you this. He said, if we begin to think about the way he created us as gods in this earth, and not just that now, Jesus said it, but I want you to go and look at Psalms 82 and 6, because right there it says again, we are gods in this earth with a little g. So we have to take that dominion. And the Lord said when we begin to see ourselves the way he sees us, we can begin to speak the word of God, and everything we need is going to fall to our feet. But we got to understand that it's not going to happen because we come up with some idea about who we are. We got to get in prayer. We got to begin to press in and find out who God created us to be and what God created us to do in this earth. And then as we begin to get in the will of God for our lives, everything we need is going to begin to show up at our feet. And that's a promise from the word of God.
And somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you, Dr. Isom, for coming on the show. I mean, it just really enlightened, I tell you, my spirit. It's just on fire. It was on fire before, but how about I run?
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank God for this time and this moment that you took the time out to come to the preparation room where we prepare the way for the Lord. We thank you, Kalithia, for
letting us be part of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. May God bless you, and may God bless this ministry. I know you listeners, your life will never be the same again after you heard this word from Dr. Isom. Dr. Isom, if you would like to share a way they could get in touch with you again before we clear the air, feel free to do that.
I'd love to do that. And, again, I appreciate and thank you so much and love you so much for allowing me to come and be with you. But you can reach us via web, www.bamatl.org. Again, that's www.bamatl.org. Or you can call us at 770-306-1453. Again, that number, 770-306-1453.
Thank you. May God bless all the listeners that's listening in this year. I decree that any weapon that tried to form against you, it will not prosper. I encourage you to go forth for the glory of God this year. Take life more serious than it ever been before. I decree that you embrace in your family when you see satanic forces with your family, stand in front and intercede for your family. I decree that you embrace on your mother and your father, embrace on your children, embrace on your husband, embrace, and forgive. Now back to you, Kalicia. Thank you.
Well, it was a pleasure having you, Dr. Deborah.
Thank you so much. Very
inspiring. Thank you for the words, the prophetic words. It really opened my eyes further to what I'm learning. It's just so funny, me and Pam was speaking like, you know, you were the one that helped her to go forth, and it's now the cycle repeating because she's the one mentoring me to go forth. So it's absolutely an honor to come on air and see where the foundation came from, you know. So absolutely my blessings to you and your ministry, and I look forward to hearing more great, great things from your ministry and your words as you go forth for the kingdom.
Praise God. Thank you so much. You've been a great blessing to both me and to Prophetess Pam. And you just keep doing what God has called you to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Pam, that was a show. She is just absolutely awesome. Wow.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. That's why we just love her so much. I tell you, I praise God for you all the time, Dr. Isom. You are blessed.
Great blessing. You
well,
know
Pam,
you
I just want to say again to you, you are too. And congratulations once again. You know the countdown is on. Miss Motivational Woman of the Year, Dr. Deborah, I'm not sure if you know, but Pam has been selected for the Bill Grown and Joy Motivational Woman of the Year. At
Amen.
Yes.
That is awesome. Praise God. She didn't tell me that. That's awesome.
It's a red carpet event. It's a huge event. A lot of big names coming in town. So definitely, if you are able to attend, you're absolutely honored to do so. Also, Pam, definitely invite her. I can get her on the VIP list with you. I just want to say congratulations to you, Pam. But got to say congratulations to Dr. Isom, too, because she was part of the process.
Praise God. God is so good. Mm-mm.
Yes. Yes, it's a big event that's coming on, Dr. Isom. I'm the type, I'm just really humble of the things that God has done, and I give him all the glory. I try not to really, talk about it too much, but God has done some awesome things in my life since I gave him the preparation room, and I honored him with it, and they have selected me from Bill Groen and Enjoy and a lot of other big leaders that God have me there with them, like
Amen.
One of them, Tyler Perry, the mayor,
Amen.
And a lot of other people, and it's the red carpet event, and it's going to be, where's it going to be at, Calithia?
At the Port of Sanford Center, January the 28th. All the information will be found on BillGrownEnjoy.com. Just click the Keystone Leadership Award button, and the media alert and all the information is on the site.
All right, sounds excellent. You are so good, girl. You, Calithia, is that correct, Calithia?
Yes, yes.
You are just on your game, honey. You just saw something else. So God has a lot to work with you because you're really doing your part.
That's good to hear. Yes. Very inspiring. Thank you.
Yeah. So you just keep up the good work. Yeah. God's going to do amazing things with you because you're not afraid to do the work. You know, so many people, they want the end result, but they're afraid to do the work. And because you're not, you just know that your doors are open and more doors are opening for you as you just keep on seeking him and doing what he's called you to do.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen.
I receive it.
I'm excited about what, you know. What,
and
what,
it is so. And it is so, Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, ladies, thank y'all so much for inviting me. I just had such an awesome time with you all.
Awesome, awesome. You have a blessed day, blessed week, and it was an honor.
I will. And thank you so much, and I hope to be able to work with you ladies again.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Dr. Deborah Eisen, prophetess. You can definitely get more information on her at www.bamatl.org. All information is also on billgrowandenjoy.com. You can go view her picture, her banner, and just click it. It'll take you directly to her site. Absolutely a woman of God. That was very inspiring, very touching. Something that we all need to hear as we go forth for the kingdom. Pam, just, you know, the preparation room is just going forth. I'm just so excited. I'm just, like, nervous. There's so much excitement. And like I said, congratulations to you, Miss Working Diva Motivational Woman of the Year. You are a blessing to us all, and I love you.
I love you, too. See you next time.
Well, that's it, you guys. That's it. That's going to wrap up our show for today. We are in prep of getting, you know, the countdown begins January 28th for the Keystone Leadership Awards. Invitations are out. Tickets on sale. Get your tickets. We got some huge people that are about to get involved, and this is going to be a sellout event. So get your tickets today. You can go to billgrowandenjoy.com, click on Keystone Leader Awards to get your tickets. As you know, the tickets are $250, but that includes we have gifts to give away. We are giving you food. We are giving you wine. It's just going to be a big celebration, huge entertainment. I am not going to let you guys know, but you guys are going to know these people that's coming. So it's going to be a red carpet, just big celebrating the community for what our leaders do, for those that really make a difference in all our lives. So definitely get over, like I said, to BillGrowandEnjoy.com and get your tickets today, January 28th at the Porter Sanford Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So you guys have a blessed day. We will have a lot of Keystone leaders coming on the air. We're getting them all confirmed so you guys can hear the great things that they are doing in the community, like the preparation room and Pam. But you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. We will not be on the air tomorrow because we are in prep of this award ceremony, but we will be back on the air next week starting on Monday. Keystone leaders Benson Campbell with Coco Bushido. You guys have got to hear his story and what he's doing with the children in the community. So you guys have a blessed day, and as always, when I tell you guys, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.